There's been an atmosphere of restrained anxiety at this conference. The fact quite so many busy foreign ministers and other top officials changed their schedules to fly to London at short notice shows just how concerned they were. The unease, it seems, is not only among countries reluctant to get involved in airstrikes. Even countries like France and Britain, who've led the mission, seem worried in case Colonel Gaddafi's forces dig themselves in, shielded by civilians from airstrikes, and become almost impossible to dislodge. William Hague's statement, which concluded the conference, did not reveal what plans there might be to deal with that problem. It did suggest there was broad agreement that the Gaddafi regime had lost legitimacy and the Libyan leader needed to be held accountable. It gave greater prominence to the opposition leadership in Benghazi, the Interim Transitional National Council, welcoming a document they've produced for a future democratic Libya, and calling on them, tribal leaders and others, to start now to plan for a post-Gaddafi future. But it may turn out what was most important about this conference were the conversations on the fringes. Some countries have been openly talking about an exit strategy to offer Colonel Gaddafi a route to exile. The Italians said they thought the African Union, not represented here, might be best placed to persuade him. The UN Secretary General said he was sending his special UN envoy back to Tripoli in search of a peaceful settlement. There'll be a new contact group with a rotating chairmanship to guide political leadership. Whether those ideas bear fruit, of course, in the end depends on the Libyan leader in Tripoli. If he refuses to call a meaningful ceasefire, let alone discuss a possible route out of Libya for himself, then much of this frantic diplomacy will have to remain on hold.